Welcome back. It was interesting teaching about fellowship and how it's connected to Jesus Christ.
Right, and really all the depth to it, all the different levels and layers that is in that.
So we thought it'd be good to talk about starting a fellowship. Let's get practical.
Right.
So let's talk about that. So
fellowship is the seed for much impact in ministry and life.
Acts 2 verse 42.
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
This is Acts, just after Pentecost. And the early church is starting out. And key to the beginning of the early church is fellowship.
Yes.
Koinonia.
Yes.
And the key to today's healthy, growing church, one of the keys is fellowship. It's not changed.
Right.
It's the same. So we thought it would be nice to have sort of like a little bit of a rah-rah think about starting a fellowship, and these could be like house churches.
Right, a small group.
Small group.
Bible study.
Neighborhood Bible study.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even a topical something within
right.
a church, or even the fellowship on social media. There's
or
a fellowship.
New church.
Or a new church.
For a new church.
Okay, so let's get into it.
Yeah.
So, well, you need a
vision.
What is the calling of the fellowship you are starting? Why are you starting this fellowship?
Proverbs 29, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Acts 2, verses 40 and 41. With many other words, he warned them, and he pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day.
So, well, we know from the book of Proverbs that vision is the key to almost any enterprise. And if you're going
to
start a small group, house church,
right,
new church, you got to have no and why.
Right.
You know, people often go like, well, what's the vision statement? What's the mission statement? I always look at it this way. A vision statement is the why. Why are you doing that? And we see that in that passage. I'll jump back to it. In Acts, save yourself from this corrupt generation. Now, that's in the very passage where it's talking about, and they met together in fellowship. And notice how the apostle Peter...
Wasn't it right after the his first sermon, right?
Yes, right after the first sermon, right.
And he's finishing and he says, save yourself from this corrupt generation.
Right, so the whole Pentecost message... Before that passage
right.
about meeting in fellowship is just right before that.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Pentecost message is grounded in the vision of why.
Right.
It's crucial. We live in a culture and world that is far from God, and Jesus Christ is the only hope. So when we create a fellowship, it's being clear as to why. So why, how do you fit into that story of redemption at your particular home church, house church, new church, small group?
Right.
I mean, how does the story of salvation and the why of who you are connect to creating this fellowship?
Right.
And I know for Pam and I, we've talked about why do we do what we do at Christian Leaders Institute. It's to bring salvation to all nations and to raise up leaders to bring salvation to all nations.
Yeah.
And before we are gone someday, when we are with the Lord in heaven, if he doesn't come back before that, that we will do our part to raise up as many leaders to reach more people as possible. We know why.
Yes, we do.
So it's in our vision.
So, thankful for this. The blessing and the privilege to be able to be part of this ministry is amazing.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
It is. I mean, I'm just sitting with,
pick on
with this and her. Yeah.
A farm girl and a mechanic son got to do something like this.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty amazing. Okay, we better move on before we get too teared up. Okay, next. Mission.
Mission. What is your fellowship called to do?
Hmm.
Well, Acts 2, verses 42 and the following verses, which is also after what we just read before, after the sermon, and many joined them. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of the bread and to prayer. They gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
Now notice just a few things there. Teaching, sharing,
mm-hmm.
house church communion.
Yeah.
And after, when you do your fellowship, there would be those types of things. Will there be teaching at the fellowship?
Right.
Will there be, you know, prayer?
Right, and what will that look like? As you're looking at your heart, what is your style? What is your,
right.
you know, how is the Lord impressing your heart?
Right.
To reach
so what is your fellowship called to do? And some people add in mission, what is your fellowship called to accomplish? So is it going to accomplish the meaning for prayer, accomplish the meaning of teaching? You could even take that mission further, like how many people, how many groups are you going to reach? And in fact, well, it's very much overlaps to the next one, which is strategy, which might get into some of these other issues too. So a lot of these do, in fact, overlap.
Well, right. They all flow together because...
Right, they're all connected.
Yeah, building this... fellowship.
So how are you going to start? When will it meet? How long will the meetings last? What type of leadership structure will you use?
Proverbs 6 verse 6, go to the ant, you sluggard, consider its ways and be wise.
Will there be daily meetings, weekly meetings, monthly meetings, online meetings? Now, I picked that passage about the sluggard, not because of lazy and all that, but because of how awesome, when you were doing homeschooling, we studied ants once, and I found that was actually fascinating, that it's as if they had the vision, they had their mission, they had their strategy, and they had their role.
Have you ever tried to deter an ant from where it's wanting to go? It's very difficult.
Exactly.
They'll go round things,
they do. I know. And that's part of that, the vision, you know, the mission, the strategy, and you know, when you're going to meet, however those things are going to happen. And then there's one thing you need to do yet, and that is simple.
Promotion.
How do you get the word out? Word of mouth, internet. How will you lead your group to get the word out?
All right, getting the word out, Acts 13, 47 through 49. For this is what the Lord has commanded us. I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and honored the word of the Lord, and all who were appointed for eternal life believed. The word of the Lord spread through the whole region.
What I like about that passage is you got that promotion-esque type of wording there. And the Gentiles heard it, and things happened, and the word of the Lord was honored. And,
right, because they felt that God wanted them.
Yes, and those who were appointed to salvation were saved.
So beautiful, yeah.
And the whole region.
God does want them.
Yeah, I know.
He wants all of us. He wants us.
Exactly. maybe you're called to start a fellowship type of ministry, and maybe you've never have before. You know, this is a big step. Maybe your pastor has asked you to start a small group, and you're just wondering whether or not you're going to do that. And essentially, here's an area of prayer: is the Lord the why, the vision? Am I called, and why am I called? The mission. You know, what am I going to do? Get five people in a Bible study, five people hearing the Word of God. What's my strategy? How often is it going to meet? Is it going to meet when? You know, all of those questions.
Right.
And then, how am I going to get the word out? And a little tidbit is, don't depend on the church bulletin. If you're going to a church, a lot of times people try to get in the bulletin, and then it doesn't work. They get frustrated. Actually, invite people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, especially, you'll invite people you know, because it's
fellowship.
Right, a fellowship, the other believers, you getting a group together who's going to help you start this if you want to expand it into a church. Or
right.
Depending on what your fellowship is. That goes back to the vision and the mission.
But what will come eventually is you'll have to think about promotion. It's a nice tie-in to the next part of this course, hospitality. Because hospitality, now you're going to you're going to include people you don't know.
Right.
So if you want to plant a church,
bring it in,
you know, and then at some point you've got to find new people. Yeah. So at the next session, we're going to begin our discussion of what is the biblical understanding of hospitality. So may God bless you as you pray about your role in the fellowship ministry.